is a mother's love. I kept trying to figure out what my topic was going to be. And God said, a mother's love. All right. There's nothing like a mother's love.
Amen. Yes. Nothing.
Who is a mother? Webster defines a mother as a female parent, especially one of the human race. A woman was born who has borne a child. And why do we celebrate Mother's Day? Mother's Day is an occasion which is celebrated in various parts of the world to express honor, respect, and love towards mothers. The day is an event to honor the contribution of mothers, acknowledge the efforts of maternal bonds, and the role of mothers in our society. There's nothing like a mother's love. There's a special connection from the womb, where the child and the mother are naturally attached by the umbilical cord. Amen. God created something special when he created mothers.
Amen.
A mother has to carry her baby for 9 months. Mm-hmm. After the birth of her baby, she witnesses a miracle. Right. Most women are instantly in love from that moment. Every mother is able to love her child no matter what they are or what the circumstances are. A child does not have to earn maternal
love.
That's
right, that's right.
However, it turns out to be so natural that even the child is in the womb, he or she begins to learn something vital.
Amen.
Psalms 139 verses 13 and 14 says, Form you in inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul know it very well. A mother's love. I believe that every woman can attest to being nervous about becoming a mother. I certainly remember the first time I found out I was going to be a mother. I was very happy and excited, but I was also afraid because I didn't know what to expect. All I knew was how I had seen my mom be a mother and other women in my life, like my sister, my aunt, my cousin, and friends. But little did I know, God was preparing me through these women in my life because he had already equipped me with
I
need.
Amen.
If I may share my testimony with you, my first experience to motherhood, it certainly didn't turn out the way I expected it. You see, God blessed me to become a mother to my firstborn baby boy named Zachary Isaiah. He was born 13 weeks too early. I went into premature labor at 24 weeks and was terrified because I knew this wasn't supposed to happen. My doctor explained to me what was going on, and all I could do was cry uncontrollably. Tears were coming down my face like an overflowed river. I went to the hospital with contractions less than a minute apart. As I entered into the labor and delivery room, everything went so fast, and my baby boy was born. The doctor asked if I wanted to hold him. And of course, my motherly instinct kicked in. I looked at his tiny little body up and down, trying to see who he looks like, with tears still flowing down my face. A mother's love. The doctor explained there was nothing they could do because his lungs weren't fully developed and the hospital wasn't equipped to care for a baby in his condition. He also told me if he lived, he could have all kinds of abnormalities because he was born too early. I was devastated. Undeniably, I wasn't prepared for something of this magnitude. My heart hurt for months. I went through all the symptoms of childbearing to not being able to raise my baby boy. I was in the midst of a storm that I wasn't prepared for. I couldn't understand why this happened to me. I began to question myself. Lord, what did I do wrong? Why did you allow me? Why did you allow this to happen to me? I am a good person. I continue to search for reasons as to why this happened to me. But in hindsight, I realized God had another plan for my life. Uh-huh. He was drawing me closer to him.
Yes.
What I failed to realize is being good didn't permit
All
me
right.
to escape All
right. Amen.
That I was facing.
Amen.
God allowed me to go through that pain and suffering because he wanted me to make me stronger, wiser, and grow in love. There's nothing like a mother's love. Love is close emotional relationship between two persons, characterized by mutual affection and a desire to maintain proximity. Think about the pain and suffering Jesus endured for us. This was some serious love.
Yes.
The love of a parent for a child is the only possible comparison on this earth. But even that pales when compared to enormous capacity of God's love.
That's right.
Who would give their life that we may live? Think of all the pain and suffering Jesus took. God allowed him to bear that cross to bring forth love.
Yes.
He wanted us to know just how much he loved us.
That's right.
A mother's love.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the characteristics of a mother? She's selfless.
Yeah.
She puts others before herself.
Yes.
She's patient.
Mm-hmm.
When you are going through difficult and tough times, she listens.
Mm-hmm.
She's caring. She offers advice and guides you. She's supportive.
Yes.
She's there to help you while in school, playing sports, finding a job, or becoming a mother yourself. She's passionate. She shows empathy and encouraging. She's strong. She raises a child or children while working. Sometimes she's a single parent.
Yes.
Loving, encouraging you, making you feel loved, giving you hugs and saying the words, I love you.
That's right.
She's creative, cooking, baking, cleaning and sewing, and so many other things that a mother does.
That's right.
But she's beautiful. Inward beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You see all the characteristics in one person.
That's right.
A mother. A mother's love.
Yes.
A mother's love is infinite. She looks forward to when she's raising her baby, when they start to crawl, walk, talk, learn to potty, starts growing teeth, and eat. Her baby is growing. He or she starts elementary school, middle school, and high school. And next, they're off to college, military, or join the workforce. Oh, how excited she is.
Yes.
My baby is grown.
That's
but along
young
this journey,
go,
your mother is constantly praying, planning, teaching and guiding, and leading the way.
Yeah.
Just as Jesus is doing for
us. Yes.
A mother sacrifices for her child because she wants to see you grow.
That's right.
Develop and thrive in this world.
Yeah.
You better say so.
A mother's love.
Yeah.
A mother would help guide her child to figure out the goals and values in life.
Yeah.
She teaches them right from the start, right from wrong, manners, respect, the importance of an education, and so much more.
Yeah.
She disciplines her child.
Yeah.
That's a mother's love.
Amen.
This is sometimes hard for some mothers, but it's very necessary. It is a very necessary skill.
Yes.
As it will benefit your children throughout their lives, as well as work, school, and at home.
Amen.
Teach your child the importance of rules.
Amen.
Of learning how to be responsible. Take responsibility for your actions.
Amen.
As my mother always told me, you make your bed,
you sleep in it.
Lady.
That's right.
I will say that.
Amen.
What in the world is this
I
woman talking about?
Girl.
But now I know a mother's love.
Yeah.
You get in trouble, you're going to have to suffer the consequences
of
your actions and your decisions. Yeah. As a mother, it's hard sometimes to see your child suffer.
That's right.
But remember, it's necessary.
That's right.
Because it will make them wiser.
That's right.
Every time your child get in trouble, don't keep belling them.
Amen.
Because there's a lesson.
Amen.
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 Don't keep belling
them. That's right. Amen.
They got to go through.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
A mother's love. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. I feel my help.
That's
my
all right now. Go ahead, girl.
You know, you're helping them, but you're not.
That's right.
Jesus suffered. So what makes you think that we
were
not? A mother's love. Yeah. This is the tough love of a wise mother. Yeah. In the book of Proverbs, which is a book that speaks about wisdom, a book of maternal advice that King Solomon reminds us in Proverbs 31:25, she is clothed with strength and dignity.
Yes.
She can laugh at the days to come. That's a personal spiritual statement.
All right.
This means not only are you covered in strength, but you are worthy of honor and respect. Yes. This book was inspired by Solomon, who was famous for his wisdom, which was attributed to his mother, Bathsheba, who was one of King David's wives. So if you have a living mother, the best gift you can give her is love and respect.
Amen.
Moses said in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:12, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth. Jesus pointed out that obeying this commandment requires working to provide for your parents. Working. I'm going to say that word again. Working. Yeah. Some of the children that we're raising now are lazy.
Yes.
You got to work.
Yes.
To provide.
Come on,
man. We honor the people that we love by working.
Amen. Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
We honor the people that we love by working for their good. There are so many ways to honor or dishonor your father and your mother. So when your mother or father asks you to do something, remember, it's for your good.
Yes.
Good relationships with parents are one of the joys of life. Being able to service and love them is a delight. However, obeying this commandment isn't always easy.
It's not.
And I can attest
Jesus.
To this. We're put to test when there may come a time when caring for them is a major burden simply because of the time and work it takes. If aging or dementia begins to rob your parents of their memory, capabilities, and good nature, caring for them can become a deep sorrow. Yet Moses reminds us in this commandment comes with a promise. There is a promise that your days may be long.
Thank you, God.
And it will go well with
you
in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 5:16. Through appropriate honor of parents, children learn respect in every other kind of relationship, including those in their future and workplaces. Obeying this commandment enables us to live long and do well because developing proper relationships of respect and authority, which is essential to individual success and social order. How we are perceived in the world is a reflection of our parents. So when you go out here and you make bad decisions and bad choices, that's a reflection of your parents. Remember that. I always told my children that, and they could tell you, whatever you do, whatever you say, it's going to come back and be a reflection upon your daddy and me, how we raised you. So if you want to honor your parents and honor your mother, think before
That's
you
right.
do.
That's right.
A mother's love.
That's right.
Proverbs 23:25. Let your father and mother have joy, and let her who gave birth to you rejoice.
Amen.
A mother's love. So as I celebrate Mother's Day now, my journey is to live through the memories I have of my mom.
My,
to me, she was the most, she's most remembered for her wisdom. She was uneducated, got only a sixth grade education, but God knows she had some wisdom.
Amen.
Her strength, her passion, her resilience, solid work ethics, and her guidance, but most of all, her faith.
Yes.
My mother was the strongest person I know. She taught me what it means to persevere. She knew how to survive with little and made it seem like a lot. If we were
Amen.
I never knew it.
Amen.
Not only was she a provider, she was a protector.
Yeah.
Oh, and did I mention, she was the best cook in all of the She was most famous for her collard greens.
All right.
Homemade biscuits.
Yes.
Fat back meat.
All right.
And her fried chicken covered in gravy with some rice on the side.
All right.
I believe if you would ask my dad, he can attest to that. My mother used to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning and cook breakfast every morning.
Jesus.
For my daddy before he left to go to work. I said every morning.
Amen.
They don't make them like
They sure
no
don't, girl.
Ain't that right, girl?
They don't.
They don't make them like that no more. She was the matriarch of our family.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm grateful to all she taught and instilled in me and my siblings. My children never met my mother,
Jesus.
But through me and my memories, they can tell you a lot about Grandma Ruby, a mother's love. Mm-hmm. They can tell you Grandma Ruby didn't spat a rod on them children.
Amen.
She might spoil you, but you don't get it. She didn't hold back. She didn't care about your feelings. She was making you tough.
All right.
Because we're living in a time now. You're going to need some tough skin.
That's right. That's right.
A mother's love. So in closing, I would like to leave with you. If you have a living mother, honor her.
Yes.
I said honor her. Yeah. The best gift you can give her is by showing her the seed she planted and watered all these years.
Yeah.
Turn into a beautiful flower.
Yeah.
So look at yourself. Because you are that beautiful
Amen.
Flower,
Amen.
A mother's love.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Yes. Yes. You gave that word, sister.